What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 13th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I am so excited to be back. Was gone the last week. Shout out to Kristen. Beautiful vacation. I had so much fun. I'll tell you guys all about it, at least for those of you that care, when we record with James. It feels silly to talk about it by myself, but was awesome to get away, saw a bunch of cool things. But here's the honest to God truth. I missed you guys. I missed doing these daily pods. It was weird not to say every single day, what's going on and good morning, everybody. But now we are not only back, we're back. Because guess what? A week from today, the Eagles report to the NovaCare Complex for the beginning of training camp, which means we are full systems go from here on out. Like, we are ready for this season. I can't wait for this season. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be a fun year. We got, let me tell you, so many exciting things coming to the Go Birds pod. Shout out to everybody that filled out the survey. We've heard you. We got some things coming, some things that are going to surprise you, by the way, but we got a huge season of coverage planned for you guys ahead. But of course, that starts with today in the Daily Go Birds pod. I can't wait to talk Eagles. Can't wait to talk Eagles with you. And can't wait to talk about the topic that really has dominated the offseason. Really, I think has in some ways bonded a section of the fan base, at least a fan base that agrees with it. It would be wrong and silly not to have the first Go Birds pod since I came back from vacation start with a Jalen Hurts topic, because ESPN on Monday morning released what might be one of the best lists of the offseason, a list compromised or made up of. Yeah, I'm back to not really being good at words now that I'm back. But a list that is the results come from surveying head coaches, GMs, and executives. So lots of great lists. We've talked about them all. And I think all lists are great for their own reason. You know I'm a big list guy. But you could argue this might be the best, most telling list of the offseason. They do it every year. And it's head coaches, it's GMs, and it's executives essentially giving their opinions on all the players for all the positions. And as a result, ESPN ranks them. So Monday morning, ESPN started with the most important position, the quarterbacks. And Jalen Hurts, on this list by head coaches, GMs, and executive, came in at number 9. Very low for the Super Bowl MVP. Very low for a player that has won about 80% of his starts and has been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. So let's get into the list. Who finished where? What they had to say about Jalen? Why he finished 9th? And why I disagree with it. So first up, as you might expect, so we're just going to talk about the 8 quarterbacks that finished ahead of Jalen before we get to what Jalen had to say. And what makes this list so interesting is it's filled with quotes from NFL coaches, GMs, and executives about these players anonymously. So in theory, it's their true opinion, right? So number 1, as you might expect, Patrick Mahomes. I think that's fair. I think he still deserves a top spot. Multiple times Super Bowl winner, still elite. Here's what ESPN wrote about Patrick Mahomes. Quote, Mahomes' grip on the top spot is loosening slightly. After dominating the voting with back-to-back number one rankings in convincing fashion, Mahomes garnered around 60% of the first place votes this year, which is still impressive, but well short of last year when he received all but one first place vote. He has finished eighth in QBR the past 2 years. From 2018 through 2022, he finished first or second four times. Rarely does Mahomes look as frazzled as he did versus Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, end quote. So I think that's fair. I do think Mahomes' grip on the top spot is loosening. I do think other quarterbacks are pushing for that top spot. When the Chiefs and Eagles played in the Super Bowl back in New Orleans, I said prior to the game that Mahomes versus Jalen Hurts is the new best rivalry in sports. And now that Hurts has won, I still think that is true. Now, do I think Hurts currently has an argument for the top spot? No, I don't. I think that Mahomes should be number one, or you could talk me into a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson being number one. I think Hurts should pretty firmly be at number two or five, which we'll talk about in a minute. But that last sentence, I think, is noteworthy. Rarely does Mahomes look as frazzled as he did versus Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. Now, I know he's not playing Jalen Hurts when he's out on the field. He's playing the defense, and the defense is what made him frazzled. But it is interesting, on a list that starts with Mahomes isn't essentially as good as he used to be. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl MVP from that game got dinged quite a bit. So Patrick Mahomes finishes number one. Number two, Josh Allen. And here's some of what ESPN had to say about Josh Allen. Quote, pressure did not affect Allen last season when he led the NFL in QBR and yards per dropback under pressure. And his 13 passing touchdowns under duress tied the NFL lead. Allen also had the lowest sack rate in the entire NFL on all dropbacks, despite his willingness to stay in the pocket to let plays develop or buy time and scramble. Conversely, Allen's 18.1% off-target rate was the worst clip among the 18 quarterbacks who received at least one vote in this year's top 10, end quote. So for each of these, I'm going to kind of tie it to Jalen. And where I would the reason I picked that part for Josh Allen is I do think that's one part of Jalen's game he has to improve on. Under pressure, so under pressure is different slightly than the blitz. The blitz causes pressure, but pressure can also just be a defensive end wins and he gets to you quickly, organic pressure. Blitz to me is more about pre-snap. Pressure to me is more about post-snap, how you deal with it. And Jalen was not good against pressure last year for the most part. I believe he had the highest sack rate in the entire NFL on all dropbacks. Josh Allen had the lowest one. So he's got to get better, I think Jalen does, against pressure. That's one thing he has to get better at. But also, and I thought this was noteworthy, Allen's 18.1 off-target rate was the worst clip among the 18 quarterbacks who received at least one vote in this year's top 10. Jalen, on the other hand, very rarely throws off-target, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league. So I think that how he can pass Allen in the eyes of these executives is dealing with pressure better because he does not have the arm that Josh Allen has, but he already is arguably a better passer than Josh Allen because of how much more accurate he is. So Josh Allen finishes number two. Number three, Joe Burrow. And ESPN writes, quote, Burrow makes a compelling case as the game's most accurate quarterback. His 70.6% completion rate against the backdrop of a league-high 652 attempts in 2024 is impressive. His 11% off-target rate is also among the lowest starting quarterbacks, end quote. Yeah, that's Joe Burrow in a nutshell. Joe Burrow, from the pocket, can pick a defensive apart better than any other quarterback in the NFL right now. I think he's better at it than Mahomes. He's better at it than Allen. He's better at it than Lamar. No quarterback, in my opinion, from the pocket, does a better job on a high attempt number of picking people apart. The difference is, to me, Joe Burrow brings you almost nothing in the running game. He can move, but he's not the threat that Jalen is. So as a pure passer, absolutely, I understand why Burrow is really high. But as we've talked about on this pod, I value running from a quarterback almost as much as I do passing, and Burrow just doesn't bring that. So I completely understand why Burrow is ranked high. I do think, obviously, if GMs, head coaches, and execs could pick Burrow or Hurts, they would pick Burrow. Although I don't think that is how they should be ranked, if that makes sense. But regardless, Burrow clearly ahead of Jalen in the eyes of the executives. but he has something that Burrow doesn't, which is the Super Bowl. All right, number four, Lamar Jackson. And they write, quote, Jackson became the first player in NFL history with 40 passing touchdowns and four or fewer interceptions in a season. A 10-to-1 touchdown interception ratio winning percentage is insane, and he's a leading rusher on any team he's on, a veteran NFL coach said. He's one of a kind. Jackson also led the NFL in total QBR and yards per dropback and set new career highs in passing touchdowns, passing yards, yards per attempt, and touchdown to interception ratio. His total EPA was 160.6, more than 16 points higher than any other quarterback, end quote. So with Lamar, I think Lamar can be an example of what Jalen can become. Now, Jalen has had more team success in winning than Lamar did early in his career. He already has a Super Bowl. He has a Super Bowl MVP. I think Jalen has developed quicker than Lamar did. I also think Jalen came into the NFL as a better passer than Lamar did. So he was starting ahead of him, but I also think he's improved. But now you look at what Lamar does in 40 plus passing touchdowns and four or fewer interceptions is crazy. That is an incredibly impressive stat. I think Jalen can get there at a higher passing number, but I don't think he is there yet, obviously. So Lamar, better passer at this point than Jalen is. But again, like, and I know people are going to say I'm keep leaning on this, Jalen has something Lamar doesn't, which is a Super Bowl. And so when you're ranking, I can see why you would put Jalen ahead of Lamar. Number five on the list, Jaden Daniels. Obviously, very high after one season to finish top five. Here's what ESPN had to say. Quote, single-handedly took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, a dinosaur at tight end, and an average at best O-line, said an NFL coordinator who prepared for Daniels last season. The kid can read coverages, throw with accuracy, and touch to all levels of the field, just as dangerous as Lamar and Josh Allen with his legs, and has a clutch factor to him because his team already believes that if he has the ball with a chance to win, he's going to find a way. If he repeats anything close to his rookie year, he's no lower than three on this list next year, end quote. So here's the thing with Jaden Daniels. I think everyone needs to be honest with themselves and say that if the head coaches and GMs around the league could pick a quarterback, they would pick Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. They just would. He was drafted higher. He had an unbelievable rookie year. And I think there is an argument for Jaden Daniels being a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. But it's only been 1 year. And one thing I've learned in covering the league for as long as I have, no big deal to me, is it's really, really hard to repeat success. It is really, really, really hard to do. And that is what makes the great players into all-time players, into elite players. Every player in the NFL is capable of having a special year. If the situation's correct, things break their way, it can happen. What every player in the NFL can't do is do it again and again. I've seen Jalen overcome the league counterpunching him. 2022, he's outstanding. He has a down year in 2023. 2024, he's back on top. Now, we'll see if Jaden Daniels can do it. So I think putting him number five is premature, in my opinion. But on pure talent and upside and accomplishments, like, he would go ahead of Jalen. I would not rank Jalen ahead of him, but GMs and head coaches would absolutely take Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. Okay, number six, Matthew Stafford. Not a lot to say here, but quote, Stafford is great in two areas. After a break, he produced 39 touchdowns to 9 interceptions over the balance of the 2023 and 2024 seasons in games that followed the bye week. And on play action, producing the third highest QBR in the NFL off of it in 2024. His 10 touchdowns to 0 interceptions off play action marked the best performance since Aaron Rodgers in 2021, end quote. So I think on career accomplishment, Stafford belongs ahead of Jalen. But right now, Stafford's a better passer than Jalen, arguably. But he just doesn't bring you anything in the running game. He's old, and I think he's more injury prone than Jalen is. So you even see that in the stat. When he gets time to rest up, he's really good. But in the NFL, you don't get time to rest up. So I can see why a head coach would prefer Matthew Stafford. But I do think the majority of GMs and head coaches, if they could pick one of the two, factoring in age and factoring in the future, I think more would take Jalen Hurts. All right, number seven. Number seven is the first quarterback that people will love to be upset about and people get upset about when discussing is Justin Herbert. So Justin Herbert finishes number seven on this list. And here's what ESPN had to say. Quote, sticking to the ball control plan, Herbert's three interceptions on 504 attempts marked the lowest interception rate by any qualified quarterback since Tom Brady in 2016. Many evaluators agree, if starting the league from scratch and drafting quarterbacks, Herbert is still getting picked very high. And it's not as though he can't thrive in late games. His 15 game-winning drives are the most of any quarterback drafted in 2020 or later. Quote, the players above him in the top 10 consistently create more off-schedule plays, are more dangerous in the two-minute drill, and have won in the playoffs, a veteran NFL and NFC personnel evaluator said. The offense he currently plays in is by far the least quarterback friendly in terms of the passing game, end quote. This is what I have been saying about Justin Herbert. Me and James. Me and James have gotten into this about Justin Herbert. I would put Jalen ahead of Herbert. I think accomplishments, I think as a player, they're closer than it seems, but I don't think in the league it is close. And that list, this list backs it up. More GMs and head coaches would take Justin Herbert. If there was a redraft, it would be Justin Herbert. Now, they could be wrong, but that is the reality of where it is. Now, why is that? He's viewed as more talented. Fair or not, he is viewed as more talented. And again, it's not like it's pure potential. You look at the interception rate. You look at, I thought that game-winning drive thing was super interesting. The 15 game-winning drives, the most of any quarterback drafted in 2020 or later. So I think if you put Justin Herbert on the Eagles would be very good, and Herbert would win playoff games, and maybe they would have the Super Bowl. But I don't think this list should be made off of hypotheticals. I think the list should be made, in my opinion, off of pure talent and accomplishments. And I think because you're asking talent evaluators, it is leaning more on talent. And I think more people think Justin Herbert is more talented than Jalen Hurts. Now, with accomplishments, which is a different list in a way, Jalen belongs ahead of him. But pure talent, yes, the league views Justin Herbert as more talented than Jalen Hurts. Okay, number eight, Jared Goff. Obviously, Jared Goff, a lot of people not going to like he's ahead of Jalen. Why? Quote, 3 years ago, heck, even two, placing Goff in the top 10 was a bold move. Now, it's rare to find a ballot without his name on it. Goff appeared on 82% of the top 10 submissions. He's developed into one of the game's best pure passers, a veteran NFC defensive coach said. He doesn't turn the ball over like he used to. He's a reliable quarterback with a real arm. He's not just a dropback passer who makes stuff happen. He's become more than that, end quote. So I like Goff, and I think he's a poor man's Joe Burrow, and I do think he's underrated. But I struggle to see in any way why he should be ahead of Jalen. I do see why Herbert would be there. I could see in a one-game sample size why Stafford would be there. I can get Jaden Daniels, and then obviously you have the four quarterbacks. But Goff, I don't think, has put up numbers as good as Jalen overall. He's not one at the level Jalen has overall. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. Goff has not been to the Super Bowl since he was with the Rams, where he played awful and they traded him right away. If you want to tell me Goff's a top 10 quarterback, I'm cool with that. I do think Goff brings a lot to the team as a leader, as a personality, as a face of the team, as a player. Like, I'm all in on Goff. But Jalen should be ahead of Jared Goff on this list. So I think the talent evaluators got this one wrong. Which brings us to number nine, Jalen Hurts. So here's what ESPN wrote about Jalen. Quote, Hurts' status is cemented. He's a Super Bowl winner who plays big in big moments. He's the most potent short yardage quarterback rusher in NFL history. His streak of four consecutive seasons with 10 or more rushing touchdowns is the league's longest ever for a passer. He's also one of the game's most accurate passers, ranking first in completion percentage over expected, and he throws a beautiful deep ball. That touchdown pass to Devontae Smith in the Super Bowl was a Superdome-sized work of art. Now, here's a quote from an AFC executive. Quote, he had a better year running the ball, and the way he played down the stretch when healthy was impressive. Better throwing the ball in general this year and out of the turn and cut out the turnovers, end quote. Now back to what ESPN was writing. When asked to be a high-volume thrower in 2023, 538 attempts, Hurts struggled taking care of the ball, resulting in 15 interceptions. To his credit, he cut that number down to 5 in 2024, though on far fewer attempts, 361. The question isn't whether Hurts belongs in the top 10. He undoubtedly does. It's whether he has the ability from the pocket to vault into the top 5 eventually, as his Super Bowl pedigree would suggest he could, end quote. So here's my issue with this. The ending of the article, the ending of the passage seems to be very different than the beginning of the passage. It ends with whether he has the ability from the pocket to vault into the top 5 eventually. But the top of it says he's a Super Bowl winner who plays big in big moments, who's an elite rusher, and he's one of the game's most accurate passers, ranking first in completion percentage over expected, and he throws a beautiful deep ball. So I get that, you know, doing something 361 times versus 538 is different, right? If I run a mile one time, that's actually not a good example. If I score 20 points in a basketball game once versus someone that does it five times, it's not like we can both score 20 points more consistently. That guy can do it more than me. I get that, right? With more attempts, it's harder to do. But we've seen that he's a great passer. And I get that the interceptions in 2023 mattered for sure, and he had to cut them down. I'm just not as convinced as everyone else is that's because he threw the ball way more. I just think 2023 ended up being a bad year for everybody involved. Like, if Jalen threw it 538 times this year, I don't think he would have 15 interceptions. So we'll see, but it's just crazy that at the end, it's like he's got to show his ability from the pocket. And then up top, it says he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. So Jalen can clearly throw the ball from the pocket. I just think people need to see him do it more. That's it. But if he throws the ball 500 plus times this year and is still at a high level and they win the Super Bowl or get there, I don't see how he's not anything but number two next year. If he throws the ball at a high level this year and they're equally successful, what's the argument, assuming that it's that Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson doesn't win it? I don't know what it would be. So I think 9 is too low. I personally, off of a combination of skill and accomplishments, believe Jalen should be either number 2 because he has a Super Bowl when Allen, Burrow, and Lamar don't, or number 5 because I think Allen, Lamar, and Burrow are better quarterbacks, but Jalen, overall with accomplishments, you know, is still there. So I think he should be 2 or 5, but 9 makes no sense to me. I don't get that. As for Herbert and Daniels, I do think teams would take him ahead of him, but they don't have the accomplishments he does. All right, rounding out the top 10 was Baker. We're not going to get into why. And of note, Dak Prescott, not in the top 10, also not listed in honorable mention. So as training camp approaches, the lists are going to wind down. The biggest list, having Jalen number 9, is certainly going to give him some motivation heading into next season. So on the other side, we're going to get into some new Nick Sirianni quotes as he talked to the media about a month ago, and we're only allowed to talk about it now. But we're going to get into it because Nick responded to the idea that maybe the Eagles aren't successful because of Jalen and he's just along for the ride. So good timing in terms of this list coming out. So that's going to be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. AllTrails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Okay, so with training camp just a week away, you'll notice every year about a week out, a bunch of quotes from the head coach come out. You know, to pull back the curtain a little bit, like Nick talks to us, you know, and then we wait until training camp to write about it. It's a good chance just to get like big picture quotes. It's really nice that he does it. So one of the questions in that session was about the idea that Jalen Hurts is along for the ride with the Eagles and that his success is a result of the players around him more so than him as a player. So Nick felt strongly about this, had a good quote on it. So this transcript of the quote is via Jimmy Kemsky. Unfortunately, we can't use the audio from it. So shout out to Jimmy for transcribing it. I was there for the quote. No big deal to me, but whatever. So here is Nick Sirianni when asked about the notion that Hurts is along for the ride. Quote, "I think that's bullshit. I mean, he plays the most important position in all of sports, and it's the most ultimate team game there is. And what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win, whether that's throw. I mean, obviously, anyone who plays quarterback is going to want to throw it 50 times a game, but he will do anything. If he has to throw it 50 times a game, he's ready to do that. If he has to hand it off 50 times a game, he's ready to do that. And anytime I hear that, I just... it's like a nice debate thing that people like to have. And I get it. There's a lot of hours that TV shows and radio stations have to fill to be able to fill that debate. I understand that, but we're talking about the most ultimate team game there is, and he does whatever he needs to do to win each and every game. And so you name me a team that wins and wins consistently that doesn't have good players around. You name me, and I speak on my end, like you name me as a coach that doesn't have good players around him that wins. Like, if you don't win, you don't win with bad players. It's the same thing. You don't win with bad players if you're a quarterback either. It's a team game. And that always bothers me, to be honest with you, when it's talked about because it's football. One of the reasons I love football so much is that it takes everybody to accomplish your goals. You name great quarterbacks, you can go ahead and start naming great quarterbacks. I'll tell you they're great receivers and they're great defenses. Whether it's Tom Brady with Gronkowski or Brady's defenses early on, Patrick Mahomes with Kelce, Steve Young with Jerry Rice, the list goes on and on and on. I just think sometimes that's good debate, I guess. I wouldn't even say it's good debate, but it's debate that people are able to have. But yeah, I guess my first initial thing was it's bullshit, end quote. So I do think it's good debate. I love talking about it. I think it's always fun to rank players. I think that's one of what sports is based on, is like at its heart, a bunch of people talking about who's better. So I do think it is good debate. Now, where I do agree with Nick, though, is he's right. Like, the idea that the Eagles are having all this success and Jalen's not a part of it is crazy. Jalen's the most important player on the field. He is the engine of the car. Yes, the car and the pieces that he's dealing with are better than other teams, but he's still the thing that makes it go. And so when Nick says, you know, that it's bullshit, I think it is. I do think the idea Jalen's along for the ride is just not true. And when Jalen sees this quote, I'm sure he'll like to see Nick sticking up for him. The other thing that Nick had to say that we've hinted at on this podcast, but I think now is kind of out in the open, is that they are not going to be using the word repeat much this season. They're not going to talk about going back to back. The messaging on that is going to be very, very different. So here is what Nick had to say kind of about not using certain verbiage. Quote, every time we talk about it, talking about this topic, we're talking about sustained success. I think they understand what that is. A lot of these guys have had sustained success, right? They know it's not anything they've done in their past, and it's not any, and it's not them looking forward to the future. It's about being where they are right now. I think that's kind of our daily message with them. End quote. So, as you can see, when he says talking about this topic, they're going to call repeating sustained success. That seems like that's going to be their move. When they talk about repeating, it's going to be more about how can we sustain success. And one thing that Nick talked about in this session was marathon runners. And I think an assistant coach brought up the analogy to him. But he really likes this analogy of marathon runners. So he talked about that. Quote, they don't think about miles that they've already run. They don't think about the miles that are coming up. And that's a really cool way to say it. It resonates with me even a little bit more, and you're always trying to find fresh ways to say the same thing. You're running the mile that you're in, so you're not thinking about mile 26.1. So yeah, pretty intentional about that. Pretty intentional about that. Just being solely focused on the day. But I think that's really been our process. I'm not saying anything different than I've said the last 4 years, just being focused on today. Not we're playing this team today, but in 3 weeks we do this. I would have never said that in the first place. So I think it's just our culture and our daily habits and how we go about it. And he also, Nick, now it's just me talking. He also said this, which I think is really good. Success takes what it takes. I love that quote. I don't know if it's new from Nick. I don't, like, maybe it's something people have said. I've never heard it. But I love that quote. And I do think it really, like, encapsulates what this team is about right now. They know what it takes to succeed. They've won the Super Bowl. They've seen the process of doing what they do result in the ultimate prize, which is the Super Bowl. And for the players, they've seen it result in also what is their ultimate prize, getting a ton of money. The way they've done it has gotten Jalen paid and gotten him the Super Bowl. The way they've done it has gotten AJ paid and gotten him a Super Bowl. The way they've done it has gotten Saquon paid. It's gotten him put in the history books as a runner. It's got him on a Hall of Fame track, and it's gotten him a Super Bowl. They know what success takes, and it takes what it takes, and what they do works. So I think when Nick is able to go to the players and say, we're focused on today, because when we focus on today, we've seen the results. We're focused on today because we know in the past, if you look forward like they did in 2023, when they were just focused on getting back to the Super Bowl, they completely collapsed and it didn't work. The blueprint for this team is there. They know how to succeed. And so it takes what it takes. And I like the verbiage of that. I do think verbiage obviously is someone that talks, not always great, but someone that talks for a living. You know that how you phrase things is really important. And I think Nick is very, very good at phrasing things intentionally. It's something him and Jalen actually both do. And the expression success takes what it takes and calling it sustained success instead of focusing on repeating, I think is very smart. I like it. And so my main takeaway from, you know, the Nick session overall is he's defending Jalen. He's talking about repeating. Seems like he is in a good place heading into the upcoming season. So that'll do it for today's Daily Pod. Feels so good to be back. Training camp is so close. Football is almost here. We're all back in it already. I can't wait. And I hope you're as excited as I am, because it's going to be an awesome, awesome season with, like I said, so many cool things coming to the pod. So that'll do it for today's Daily Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all. Let's get back into it. Football is here. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.